This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We speak about the all sorts of... it's possible that a Navi who is might be a genuine Navi but is misled, and like we said before, the being misled has something to do with an inherent rishus. Somebody who's pure and is emes is not misled, but somebody who has something in him, and this was the Navi Achav's Navi Yeral Finim and Achazer Inya Shekol Navi Achav the Ruach Shepita. It says over there, we said over yesterday briefly, Bezeh, Kinem Pnei Maisav, Nigzal of Shelech V'Yipol V'Ramas Gilot. Achav's Maisim, and his terrible riches, caused him to be killed in Ramos Gilot. V'Yiroi Shelech Pitu Chazak. And he needed to have a very strong enticement, Shal Yodah Yimashav El Chamachamahi, that he would go fight that war, V'Lo Yisag Mimenu, and not run away. Even though there were things that could have stopped him, Yoshafat said, "I don't like these Nevi'im. These Nevi'im to me seem to be sheker. I want to hear from real Navi." Yoshafat was right. You know, he was on the right track, and he had he been able to push his way through, Achav wouldn't have been killed. Shekozi at Sofer Franz Bakashbach realized it. Vehine be Yois Hamishbat Nerach Lefne Bezen Shalmaila. The Mishbat that happened in Bezen Shalmaila, you mekatrigim landum schus. There were mekatrigim landum schus when his money minyan in the Fatoisoi. And then they looked for appropriate way to fool him. Venimza Yoisa Hogn in Yaruach, for Kichol Oisam via Sheker Mistam Laino, but Fanu Shal Achav. All these Nevi'ah Sheker did things that try to get Nevuah. They were looking to try to get a Gilui from the Tzara Tumah. They were Rishoyim. But they were trying to convey that they were being Mamshech a Gilui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to point out something here, which I think is important to... You know, we look at it and it seems very strange. They were drawing from Koach HaTumah, and they were trying to convince him it's coming from Hashem, and so on. What kind of game is it? So I have a simple illustration. Let's give an example. A person decides that he is... going off the derech, he's sick and tired of doing Torah mitzvahs. He is going to do kol davar asur because he wants to do kol davar asur, and that's that. Finished. That's one type of person. There's another type of person who doesn't feel comfortable that way, but instead he tries very hard to show that what he's doing is be'emes the right thing. So let's say the reform movement. They didn't get up and say, you know, I pointed out once, if you take a look, LaMarshall, in Russia or in Poland, people who became fry. They did not become reform. They said, we don't want any of it, out. That was the way they went about it. In Germany, Germans are, you know, they're very proper, and they needed rabbis to say that what they're doing is right. That's what they needed. So they became reform, and their whole attitude was, this is right. Psychologically, they couldn't just, a German doesn't just turn his back towards authority. He has to decide that authority says something else. So here also, this was a time when Kaiser was in High Madrega, to just say, you know what, we want to turn our back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not good, so they have to pretend they're Nevi'im. So the Nevi'im themselves were drawing from Kriyat HaTumah, but they put on a show that it's going for Taiv. They went through the activities that are normally mamshech halakus. And they did it with the king watching so that he really hold by them. Misnab means they were warming up the pre-Nevuah activities. Vihine, Mashay Nimshach Lambois Nevuah Temeah Hoyemilos Elu, Ale Vatzlach, Venos Hashem Yara Melech, Elu Hoyu Hadvarim Shay Ruach Omedavafia. These were the words that Ruach put into their mouth. Veloy Hoya Toyim Heim Batsmom, they knew that where it's coming from. Kema Yoidim Ishtad Lusime Hoya, Ela Achava Yetoyabe Mispate Achaloy Hem in Ledivere Michoya. So even though he knew, Achav knew the score, and Michoy knew is a good Navi, but Lamaisa, what they said grabbed it much more than that. I want to add a point over here. It wasn't just, the Nevi'im Sheker knew where the bread is buttered. And they knew that Achav is their balabas, and they need to say whatever Achav wants to hear. So getting up and saying, Achav, you're going to win, and it's going to be gewaldic and fantastic, doesn't need a ruach of noise to come down and be mefat to him. I mean, they knew the score. They knew that's what they're supposed to say, and so on. What the Ruach did was something else. It says, when a person says things that are not emes, they're not mashpia. Emes has a way of nikar and divrei emes. A sheker of pitui, the ability to be able to convince somebody, is a deep koach, that I could come across to you with a strong sense of righteousness. That was the Ruach Sheker. It wasn't just saying that the emes, and there was a tremendous midah neged midah. When he wanted to take away the fields from Noyos, what he did was he got two false edis, or his Rebbetzin got two false edis to be made against Noyas, and then they had him stoned. So that means Mishpat and Din is supposed to be pure Emes. Apichayim Edim is the foundation of Emes that we work with, and he subverted that and made that into Sheker. So in his world, Emes and Sheker no longer Emes were indistinguishable. He destroyed the koyach of emes, and just like a person who grows up in a society of people who are shakronim, so let's say somebody who grew up in communist Russia, and at some point the shkarim were all aimed at people outside. At some point, nothing meant anything anymore, there was nothing that you could say is emes. So it destroyed the whole metzias of emes, and that was the midah keneged midah. Nevi'im on nevi'ah emes, and since he had destroyed emes, then even the nevi'im he couldn't tell the difference anymore between a navi emes and a navi sheker. There was a midah keneged midah in how this happened. He took horns and he said be'elu tenagach kehem lo omel kimashim shom esu ruach. They just said what the Ruach said. He himself had become convinced in it. He said, he wasn't melumed in that kind of view. Well, he hivchen ben emes a sheker, a sheker emes. Well, kein omru chazal olav she oma mashal yishamah. On him they said, he said something that I didn't hear. In other words, the other ones were still somewhat within the framework. Over here, he went way beyond. He had no clue as to what was said, what wasn't said. V'chein omru ruach novois at isei. One of the guidelines for knowing whether Nevu is emes or sheker is this klal that we have. It's not shayach. No two Nevim say the same thing. There's a famous story with the Goyen. Again, I don't know. It's set over on the grain. I don't know if it's emes or not. It's hard to say, but it said there was it in Torah, and somebody had two edus that were made for him, and the dayanim felt something is not glat, but two edim is very, very strong, and they asked the goyin to sit in. The Goyen heard the Eidus, and then when they left, he said like this. It says in the Mishnah that, you know, two Eidim are made, you call in one Eidim and the other. Nimtzu devrei mechuvanim, if their words are similar, then we accept it. So he said, mechuvanim is dafka. It has to be similar. If they're exactly the same, they're rehearsed, and they're Eidisheka. No two people see the same thing and say the same exact thing. What you can say is it's close enough together that it's emes. But when it's the exact same thing, then it's words. If a nevuah is two different people say the same exact words for nevuah, then it's sheker, because somebody put it in their mouths. If they had to process an emes that they saw, bal korchoch, each emes would be a little bit different. Just like the signet of every novel. That's the pshat. Two Nevi'im are not misal saying signet. They say the same message. You should go do war. You shouldn't do the war. But how they say it is different, because each one is a different mohus. If they're saying it at the same exact signet, then the same exact word, then it's not true. So Tzidkiah was so badly taken in that he actually thought that it was emes. So there was an unusual case where it was deliberate that these Nevim would be misled. That's one. Two, there were still signs that they themselves could have seen and should have seen why it's not emes. At the end of it all, they were rishayim who were looking to be mekabel from tumah, and still there were signs that they could have noticed and they chose not to notice, and therefore it's their fault. You know, klal gadol is no one is faulted when there's no choice. In other words, had been fooled by somebody for no and we had no way to know, there wouldn't be any real taina to us. But here there were many tainas. They were looking to go from mitzad tuma. They weren't looking mitzad emes. There were still markers there that it wasn't true, but they wanted to say it, and therefore and they said it. So the kolchkar, the nevi'a sheker, and so on. But it wasn't just an outright sheker where they pretended to be nevi'im and they weren't and just said words. There was a lot of quote unquote emes mixed into it, and that's why it has a shem navi sheker. A guy is a meshugna that walks out saying I had a prophecy this, or a guy is an outright liar. It's not really navi sheker. This was nevi'im. This was nevi'a sheker. Okay.